by GN and Co.
Shock and welcome back to yet another episode of After School is After School with your girl Sis GU. To my returning listeners, I hope that you guys are well at home. And to those that are passing by, all right, I hope you like what you see and you join the gang and please. I hope you like what you see and you join the gang and please. I hope you what you and you join the gang and please. All right, guys, this is definitely my last drop of the year. This is my last recording session of the year. I could not be more excited to take a break, okay? But I'm also really excited to share this message with you guys because it's something that I'd struggled with for a very long time. And only recently do I think I've had the revelation or understanding of why this thing is important and why I should keep space in it in my life. Before even getting into it, I do want to say that the Assembly is coming back in 2024. That is my live podcasting event in collaboration with Section 9 Africa. We are having two shows this time around, one in Johannesburg on the 16th of March and one in Cape Town on the 23rd. Tickets are currently on sale, so please make sure to buy some tickets. I'm going to put the link in the description. Get the early bird, okay? But yeah, I think it's going to be a beautiful show. It's going to be bigger and better than this year. Yeah, I had a wonderful time putting this year's show together, so I know I'm going to have a great time putting next year's show together and, you know, just being with the gang because I love y'all. Okay, anyways, so today, guys, I'm going to be talking about making new friendships, so new friends. And I am a creature of habit. I do not like change. I'm adaptable, but I like things to stay the same. I was once someone who really thought that at a certain point in my life, things would not change. And I'm very happy with this. I'm happy with the people who are in my life. So therefore, they'll be in my life forever. And, you know, sometimes that isn't the case. And that's definitely okay. And I think it's a part of life. Like outgrowing people, outgrowing friendships, letting go of people, learning to let go of it and being okay with, you know, letting go of a relationship is quite hard. But I think it's a very necessary skill. And I think I wish I had heard someone say to me that you are going to go through some friendship breakups. You will go through romantic breakups. I mean, if you hadn't found your person since, you know, you were like 5 years old and had the privilege of being with them forever. But I just think there are certain things that we're all bound to experience in life. And I think we should make peace with that. And one of those things is the fact that people will come into your life and they will leave. And God has really, really, really made me understand that nothing and no one belongs to me. So when people come into my life, it's because He's allowed for them to come into my life. And it's because we're going to learn from each other. We're going to fellowship together. We're going to love on one another. We are going to help each other in that season. And sometimes, no matter how much love there is or how beautiful the relationship is, you may find it comes to an end because you guys can no longer serve each other or be helpful to each other in the next season, which sucks. But again, releasing from love is a good thing. Most of the things you let go of should not be from a bad place. I think when you release people, release friendships, release lovers, it should always be in love, knowing that like whatever we shared was good or there were good moments, even if it wasn't the best. And I'm okay with the fact that it's ending and I wish you nothing but the best. I think when we let go of people and we don't want them to succeed and you have like a bitterness towards them, it makes it so much harder. For me, as soon as I let go of you, I'm literally like, this has been my whole thing as of recent. Like every time I talk to my mom, funny enough, about my life. And I've just been saying that I have no place in my heart or in my life for like anger and resentment. And I've really seen that those emotions have far more of an impact on me than what they will on the other person. And that I think it's a waste of my time. Honestly, it's a waste of my time. Being angry is not cute. Having an ugly heart towards someone is not cute. Bitching about someone is not cute. All of these things, you know, I think you are entitled to feel the way that you do about that relationship ending and whatever happened in that relationship. But I think give yourself the time to feel it and let it go. By the time the person is leaving your life, it really should be like, I wish you all of the best. I'm releasing you in love. I wish nothing ill of you. And have that be that, you know? And I think in understanding that I can let people go with love, I've been more open to the thought of letting people go because it's not a raucous, it's not a ruckus, it's not a, I hate you, it's not drama filled. It's literally just two adults understanding that like, okay, cool. We may not connect on that level anymore. We may not have that common ground anymore. And that's okay. Like you deserve to live a life with people that are going to understand you and the version of you that exists right now. And so do I. I love everyone who's in my life and I obviously hope that they stay in my life, but I think that whatever God's plan is for my life, I'm always willing to do. Like literally, that's the only person who can tell me to jump and I say, how high? So if He says something gotta go, it gotta go. And He knows why it has to go. But in losing friends, in keeping them, I've also realized that I need to make space for new friends. And I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I think people is weird. It's really tricky nowadays to make friends. You never really know what someone's intention is. You don't know if they're a good person. You don't know if they have a nice vibe. You don't know if it's really a lot, you know? But I heard God saying to me or reminding me that, like, I have been very fortunate that in my walk and in my journey of just life, I have met such beautiful people. And if I was capable of making those beautiful connections, I'm more than capable of making those connections again and finding people who will appeal to that version of myself that exists at that time. Yeah, I think making new friends is important. I think that allowing yourself to make friendships based off who you are in that moment is such a beautiful thing. Not because we've been friends for 75 years, not because we have gone through ABCD, not because we're trauma bonding, not because you know my dirty, darkest secrets, not because of anything else other than the fact that who I'm seeing in front of me, I really vibe with. I like who you are. I don't know what you went through. I don't really know about your past. And I mean, you'll let me know as our friendship grows. But for the most part, you're choosing me because of what you see and I'm choosing you because of what I see. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. And we should allow ourselves to experience that. I don't think in life we go through the changes and the challenges that we do in order to not be able to create other connections with other people. You know, you're not supposed to go through all of this growth to be alone. I think you go through this growth to be able to really find people that will be able to accommodate your growth and accommodate where you're at and to fellowship at the level at which you are now at. So as much as you lose people, I think always look at it as an opportunity to meet new people. Meet people that now share your same interests. Meet people that are just going to feed into you in a different way and in a way that you may need now that you did not need a while ago, you know? And I think like any sort of new connection, new friendship is exciting. And I think sometimes you need that. You need like a new friend or a friend that you share a connection with or a interest with that you may not share with your other friends, you know? So yeah, as someone who's just very like iffy about people, like I love people. I really do. Like I'm in my core, I'm a people's person, but I think I'm also just like not silly. I love people, but I know how to protect my peace and how to protect my energy. I know the kind of people I want in my space. I know who I want to open my heart to and all of those kind of things. And I think God kind of gave me a revelation and made me realize that due to previous wounds, I had closed the door of friendship or new connections because I was scared of what these people were going to do. And I did not understand nor know that I was hindering and blocking my own blessings. And that really hit me because God brings about blessings in the ways in which he does, right? But I also strongly believe that God brings about blessings through the people in our lives and through the people that are around us. And when you have now decided that you're going to close your heart to making a new friend, to new connections and all of that, I think you are putting yourself at a great disadvantage and you're not allowing yourself to potentially live in a friendship that God has really called for you to be in and one he is preparing you for. Also, keeping in mind that when you do have a really good friendship and a healthy friendship, that's not to say that you won't fight. That's not to say that there won't be conflict. But I think the difference is how you guys go about making peace, how you guys go about your communication, understanding that both of you are coming from a place of love and it's never to tear each other down and it's never in malice and weirdness, you know? And I know that can be really scary in a friendship. And I know people are way more forthcoming for those kind of things in relationships because it's like, oh, it's my partner. Like, of course, we're going to fight through this. You know, I'm going to tell you how I feel. But I think your friendships should mean as much as your romantic relationship to some extent. You know, these are people that really have been in your life, that have seen you grow, that offer you love and support, places. There should be groups of people that really just feed into you. So if you are needing to have an uncomfortable conversation, you should feel okay and secure enough in that relationship to have that conversation with someone. I don't know how I got there, but yeah. I then watched a sermon that spoke to God bringing about our blessings through people. And I thought about the fact that I was not open to having new meaningful friendships in my life. And I just thought like, God could be bringing about the people that are going to help me get to what it is that I want to go to or get to. God could be bringing about the friends that I need in this season. God could be bringing someone who I share this interest with that I don't share with the rest of my friends, you know, someone who's going to help me grow in this particular area of my life. And I should be open to that. And I should be happy for that, you know, and it's scary and it's daunting, but I strongly believe that there is always more love. So if you're able to connect once, child, you'll be able to connect with someone again. Yeah, I think I don't know. I don't really know what I'm saying, but I just feel like people should be open to making new friends. It's not easy. You know, it's not nice to trust people. I'm also someone who's very like, I think of myself as old school in that, like, I like to meet people in person. Hey, like, I'm not really the person who kind of like wants to meet on social media. And I've met amazing people through social media. But yeah, you know, like the friendship shot thing, like that's not really my vibe because I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? You don't know me. I can't pick up on your vibe. I don't really know anything. And as much as people may be able to watch you on social media and think like, oh, our vibes will get along, or like I'm interested to get to know this person, like I just, there's just a difference in meeting someone in person and being able to really suss out if there's that connection, that vibe and all of that. So yeah, man, I think like in this content creation journey, I've had moments where, you know, some people have been like, okay, cool, let's hang, let's do this. And it hasn't always been bad. And again, I've been able to meet wonderful people, but like God really knows me and he knows my heart in that, like, I want to meet my next friend at spa. You know what I'm saying? When I'm buying the eggs, like something regular, digular. I'm at the airport, I'm flying out and she flying in and we having a conversation or anything of that sort. But I've also learned to not limit God in the ways in which he wants to bless me with the friends he wants to bring and the connections that he wants to bring in my life. Like, I have no idea how he's going to bring it. And I don't want to kind of box him in and say like, okay, cool. If it's not going to happen in this way, then I'm not open to it. So this, the gift of discernment is definitely something that's needed in this process, because again, you don't really know why people want to engage with you. You don't know why they want to be your friend. You can't really trust him. It's weird. But I think when you invite God into anything that you're doing, he will definitely bless you with the gift of discernment, and you will be able to tell whether or not it is from him and whether or not this thing is planted in love. So yeah, I feel like that's all I really have to say, y'all. Like, if you are losing friends, look forward to making new friends. Like, if you are feeling misunderstood in your friendship group, look forward to meeting people that are going to understand you. If you are feeling, I don't know, not supported, there will be people who completely support you, who are very open to you. If you are maybe also in a space or a friendship group where you've been in for a long time and you feel like you've outgrown it, you know, and you're like, okay, cool, maybe I'm the only one feeling like this and I don't really want to be alone, I want to encourage people to make peace with being alone or maybe not having as many friends in a certain season, because it's going to do you good. You would rather not be in a space that you're not supposed to be in and spend the time alone with the Lord, having him work on you in the ways in which he needs to then deliver you to the things that he has promised you and the friendships that he has set off for you. You know, you would rather be alone than keep yourself in a space that is not serving you, that is taking from you, that is weird for your energy, all of that. You would rather be alone until such a time God blesses you with these connections. And I really think, I really hope, man, I hope that God really does bless everyone with fellowship. And I think he does. Like, we're not supposed to be alone as human beings. No matter how hyper independent you are, no matter how much you like your alone time, there will come a time in your life when you need to lean on those around you. And I think if we are not proactive in building the communities that we need, we may not have them. And if you're close to it, when you really need that source of community, you may not have that as well. And also, like, it's been so interesting to see that there are certain people that God has always put into my life, but mean so much more to me now, but they were always there. And there will be people who do that walk with you from a distance, and then maybe they come closer, and people who are closer who move, you know, further away. But it's also having the eye and the patience and the consideration to see with those that are trying in your life. You know, if you feel like there are friendships that aren't meeting you where you want to be met, look for the friendships that are meeting you where you want to be met. Because more often than not, you probably do have that friendship somewhere. You're just focused on the fact that you're not getting what you want from the person you want it from. But it exists somewhere around you, you know? So yeah, I think it's just been a reminder to open my eyes to love, man, to love, to community, to people, to God doing the impossible, to God doing absolutely anything through anyone in my life. And yeah, knowing that I might have new friends. Like, that's really crazy, bro. Like, I was really the shorty singing no new friends at the top of her lungs at that time, because I was just like, I don't want to deal with anybody else. I know my people. And, you know, I still feel like I do know my people, but I've also left room for growth in God and, you know, for him to just move in the ways in which he needs, and also for him to make space in my life for the people that he's going to bring. So I know making friends is hard, especially with girls. It can be weird. I know people have really had terrible times in their relationships with women. But I do want to encourage you and say that what you're looking for exists. Your sisterhood exists. You know, the people that are going to see you the most, acknowledge you the most, hold space for you the most. All of those things exist. It's just a matter of time. And if you are having a tough time in your friendships, you may just find that God is taking you away because he's about to bring better into your life, you know, or he wants to work on you in certain aspects. And again, healthy relationships and friendships will always mimic who you are. and mimic your problems. You won't be able to run away from it. You won't be able to deny it. The people that love you the most, the people that truly want to see you and do best for you, will be able to say like, yo, maybe you shouldn't do this. This is not a good thing. And I think you should trust the people or the community that you've built around you to know that everything everyone is saying is obviously out of love and not out of malice. And it's not a weird thing. So yeah, guys, this is for 2024. Be open to making new friends. You will be shocked. You know, like, I think people suck, but they're really some cool people. There's like 5 or 10. Find them. Find your 5 or 10 people, cool people, and rock with them and open your heart to it, because there's a lot of love to experience. And I think the devil really comes against us in that way, where he brings shame in failed relationships, failed friendships, or friendships that have broken out. You know, you want to think badly of yourself for that. You may not have the capacity to be a friend, but you do. You do. And I think it sucks that we sometimes learn lessons in friendships and it has the capabilities of hurting one another. But I think that's a part of life, hey? Like, as human beings, you're going to make mistakes. You're not always going to be perfect. You're not always going to be able to put your best foot forward, but you'll learn. And I think that's the most beautiful part of it. When we go through something, the whole point is to learn. You know what I'm saying? Apply yourself. Realize what situation you're in. Realize your mistakes. Own up to your mistakes and forgive yourself. Another reason I'm very pro new friends is because as we get older, you have to let go, right, of your past life, of your past mistakes, or just past versions of you that existed. And I strongly believe that in order to be able to let that go, you might have to let go of the environment that version of you existed in. And that can also mean a group of friends that you existed in. And that is very hard, but I think sometimes you may feel that you really, really need that for yourself. Sometimes you also may find that people may not be willing to let go of past versions of yourself for whatever reasons. You know, I think it is harder for people to let go of a past version of you when that version of you had hurt them. And as much as you are a better person and you are doing better and you're more conscious and you're more thoughtful and you're more of all of these things, it's important to realize that, like, you have hurt people. You don't have to punish yourself for it. You don't have to live in the past for it. You do get to let it go, and you get to let go of that version of yourself so you can truly rise to the occasion and be who it is that you know you can be. But I want people to understand that, like, it can be very difficult for the people around you to let go of a version of you that they've known for different reasons. Like I said, one, you've hurt them. Two, they don't want to. People want to keep you at the mistakes that you've made. You know, people want, I also realized something the other day, that in people's minds, they will have a version of you that they are comfortable to acknowledge. And if someone is not wanting to see your light fully, if someone is wanting to keep you at a certain place, that's because that is how much of you they are willing to acknowledge and see. They do not want to see more of you. If someone is keeping you to, a mistake, I guess, like, they don't want to see you grow past that. And I think you have the decision, you have the autonomy in your life to be like, okay, well, I understand that this happened, but I'm going to distance myself from this because I know I'm no longer this and I'm growing in a certain way and I need the environment around me to be allowing of me to be different, you know? And I think that's the crazy thing about, like, letting go of a past version of you. It's letting go of the life that it is associated with. Like, you know, it's also very hard to be different when everyone's reminding you, like, oh, Shani, but weren't you the girly, you know? I've been seeing people talk about the fact that it's hard for them to come out and say they believe in God, because people are very quick to be like, oh, you believe in God, but you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. First of all, nothing hates me more. Yeah. Nothing bores me more than people, one, who are not focused on their own walk with God, because you're not perfect. So focus on God, focus on what it is that you can work on in your relationship with Him and what it is He has said over your life, and being more righteous for yourself and for God. Like, I think we need to really care less about what people are doing. And yes, I understand that as a community, people who exist within our community are representing us, you know? But I think there's just this very judgmental energy that I really don't like. So if someone is believing in God, they should be able to say, like, I love God. And yes, I have my mistakes. And yes, you may see me do things that I'm not supposed to do, but that is between myself and God. And that is something we'll deal with in our relationship. All you can do is pray for people from afar, okay? Pray for them from afar if you really are compelled to do that. I think even in your walk with God, you have the potential to lose a lot of people because they don't understand why it is you are in a new creation. And, like, through God, through the blood of Jesus, I am made anew. Like, my daily prayer, guys, my daily prayer is for Him to continuously renew my mind, like, give me a different perspective, to continuously clean my heart. And there's some people who don't want you to, like, vibrate at a higher vibration, and they want to keep you where you once was. And you then have to say, well, I'm going to show myself the dough, and I'm going to be the version of myself that I know exists now, the version of myself that I fought for, that I bled for, that I cried for, that I went to war for, the peace that I experience now, I have went to war for it. So I am not willing to keep myself in spaces or friendships just for the sake of like, oh, I've known you for this long. It doesn't matter. If you're not going to hold space for the version of me that exists now, I'm okay with you not being in my life. And I'm okay with maybe being alone until God brings about the people that he's going to. And more often than not, I don't know what it is about friendship, but I don't think you wait that long. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think when it comes to a partner, like, oh, you finna wait forever. But with friendship, I honestly feel like when you start to look at your environment through a different eye, you really start to see that maybe there was someone who was always there in your corner. And also, growing up, all my days, you know, like when you're younger, it's very nice to have a very big group of friends. And this is not me saying that, you know, that's not a possibility now. But I think growing up has really taught me that there's so much more value in having 1, 2, 3, or 4 friends that you really know right for you, you know, that really hold space for you, that really see you, instead of keeping yourself in like these big group of friends. For what? For what? You know? And again, it's not a bad thing. Like, I think it's important to be able to socialize. And if you have a large group of people that you get along with, that's fine. But I think when I think about friendship, like, truly, like friendship sisterhood, there are not that many people who are going to be able to hold that space for you, because not that many people care for you like that, and not that many people wish you well, you know. So I've also learned that not having a lot of friends is also okay, and it's a good thing. And it's something my parents actually used to talk to me about all the time in primary school. Like, my parents would always be like, you have a new friend, what is that about? And at the time, they were haters. They were sipping on their haterade. I was like, oh, I'm sorry y'all sit at home all day, just the two of you. Y'all don't have no friends. Talking big. But now that I'm older, I'm like, okay, I see. You know, I think you can have friends for different things, and not all your friendships have to be really deep and hold this like big space for you. But I think when I think about what friendship truly means to me and the kind of space it needs to be, I've grown to understand that not everyone can hold that space for me, and not everyone will get to experience me like that also, you know, and experience my love like that. So yeah. Love your friends. Show up for those that you love. Make sure they know that you love them. You know, continue to make memories with them. Life isn't easy. And don't walk around focusing on the potential of losing something, losing a friendship, losing a job. Don't do that to yourself. You know, when that time comes, you will be able to deal with it, because God is preparing us for things when we don't even know it. Okay? So yeah, allow yourself to go through the motions. Allow yourself to love your friends. Allow yourself to make new friends, you know? And also people, friends who are very like, oh, you're my friend, you're no one else's friend. Like, it was cute in grade 7. As grown people, as adults, as people who are multifaceted, as a person who needs multiple connections with different people to appeal to different aspects of their life, I think, you know, your friends should be happy that you have other people that truly care for you and are there for you, maybe in times where they can't be, or in ways that they no longer can be either. So that's me. That's your girl, Sis GU, from 2023. Make new friends in 2024. Don't force it. Let it come naturally. But I think I'm just trying to say, open your heart. Open your heart to it, and God will bless you abundantly. But yeah, guys, from me to you, it's really been lovely. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for vibing with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for my Spotify Wrapped results. My, you know, chanting on Apple Podcasts. That really is because of you guys. So I am so appreciative, and my heart is so full, and I just hope you guys have a lovely December. Have fun, rest, you know what I'm saying? Prepare for the new year. I feel like it's going to be a great one. 2024 is a big vibe. Whoever's telling you it's not is a hater. Block them out, okay? Because we believe in peace and prosperity and positivity over here. But yeah, guys, that is me. Love you. Bye.
Brought to you by GN and Co.